compassion, saving, and loving kindness, Jesus came, my soul in mercy to reclaim, and from the depths of sin and shame, by grace he lifted me. In loving kindness, Jesus came, my soul in mercy to reclaim, and from the depths of sin and shame, through grace he lifted me. Jesus, he lifted me, never had, he lifted me.
Singing the Lord truly did lift us. He certainly lifted us from shades of night, darkness. Praise the Lord. I got a message from Brother Andrew Beecham last night, and he wants to thank everyone for praying for him. And he had something removed, but it was the right name, you say, but it wasn't cancer, it wasn't bad. So he's just thanking the Lord, and he wants to thank everyone for your prayers, that everything's come out well. And then just keep praying for strength and everything for Brother Andrew, and I know you have been praying. Pray for also for David McConville. He's getting into hospital in the morning for an operation, and he could be about 6 days in. Brother, you always tell us tonight, so pray for Brother Davy. I wanted to go and see him, but I never got the chance to go and see him yet. But pray from the Lord can touch him, whether we go or physically or not. I believe the Lord can touch our brother Davy McConville. We've known Davy. I've known Davy a long time. I know Brother John's known him a lot longer than probably any of us. And we appreciate Brother Davy and his testimony and everything. And we just pray the Lord really touch him at this time. Amen. Saturday, there's 7 people for water baptism, and we're meeting at Newcastle Bloody Bridge, 10 o'clock. We don't know what the weather is. It's not going to really matter. I'm more or less hoping there's a bit of rain. so that they'll not be too busy. And then we'll get doing what we want to do. And then at the same time, we want people there to share the gospel. So I'm praying for the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And Brother Gary's going to help us. So, and then those that's getting baptized, maybe going to share a wee short testimony each. And we'll have a service. And maybe Alan will come with gadgets. We'll sing a few songs. And we'll praise the Lord. And then Brother Gary's preaching here Sunday morning. Pray for Brother Gary. Pray for the meetings that lay ahead, and just pray that the Lord will have his way. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Isn't God good? We're in the book of Acts again. I don't want to take too long tonight. And then when I finish, maybe Gary will come back up when I finish speaking. I'll have a prayer, and maybe Gary will come back up and just lead a couple of courses. Then we'll go into prayer after that. And I really, I put a daily reading up every day, and the one, not today, it's one the day before, really spoke to me, because it was all about the census. And Spurgeon was saying about how we need the census. And if you're going to praise him with your lips, you're using your lips. That's one of the five senses. Spurgeon took all the senses that we often say we don't need, but he took every one of them. And he showed for every one of them in the Bible where we need them. I'll tell you, it was a real blessing. We need all them things, our lips, our hands, everything. And thank God for it. But tonight I want to preach, just speak for a few moments, in the name. Now, I've mentioned a lot from Acts chapter 3 last week, maybe some things, but I just want to keep going through Acts, the book of Acts, and just say a few things tonight in the name, and I hope it inspires you when we come to pray. Just remain seated. Acts 3 verse 6. Acts 3 verse 6. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Let's just bow our heads. And if you have a need or a request, lift your hand to the Lord while every head's bowed and every eye closed. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for your mercy and for your grace, Lord Jesus. And we know your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. Where two or three is gathered in your name, you promised to be in the midst of us. Sanctify us, cleanse us, fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, as your servant said, for the things we have in our body that we can praise you and worship you. Lord, we do thank you tonight. Pray, Lord Jesus, for Andrew Beecham. We thank you for what you've done for him. We pray you'll continue to strengthen him and bless him. And Lord, bring him again amongst us to preach your word. We ask you for our dear brother David McConville tonight. We pray your hand will be mightily upon him, that everything will come out well. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. We pray you'll cover him with your precious blood and give him what he needs, Lord. Touch him from the very crown of his head to the soles of his feet. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, when we read through this book of Acts, we know you can do the miraculous. And we're asking you to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. For the hands raised, meet every need, I pray, in Jesus' precious name. Sanctify me, wash me, cleanse me. Forgive me for every wrong thought, every wrong word, every wrong deed. I take the Holy Ghost right now to help me, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you tonight. This is the first distinctive use of the name. Here in the book of Acts, this is the first distinctive use of the name in healing power after the ascension that I'm talking about. After Jesus went back to heaven, this is the first distinctive use of the name after the ascension and the glorification of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you look at this, there's lots to be said about the name. We're going to go to John in a moment and look at that. This is the first thing. Peter's been filled. Now he's said this to this man that's crippled, and we mentioned it last week. Then he preaches him the gospel.
But it's interesting because the first two sermons Peter preaches, miracles happen. Now I'm telling you, when we get to real Pentecost, something's going to happen, isn't it? They had the tongues and all, but they had the healing, the power of God. And I know people try to say it was a language, it wasn't tongues, and they argue about it and all the rest of it. Well, we know it was languages, and we also know there's diverse tongues. So there's many types, not right? Now let's go to John for a minute. I want to keep the subject at hand, the name. John 14, verse 12 to 14. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Verse 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Many people claim around the end time message that John 14, 12 was fulfilled in the ministry of William Branham. I don't believe that. If that's true, Jesus has changed. You say, why would that be? Well, I'll tell you why it would be. If people believe he did it and that's it, then they're saying he won't do it again. Or he can't do it again. And if we say he won't do it again or he can't do it again, then we don't believe Hebrews 13 and 8. Because Hebrews 13 and 8 says he remains the same. And even what he did with Peter, he can do again. Any single thing the Lord did through any of these men of God, he can do again. And if he can't do it again, he's changed. But he says in Malachi 3 and 6, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. Hebrews 13 in it, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And William Branham said himself about this verse. He said, it doesn't mean greater, it means more. Because nobody can do greater than Jesus. And we know that. That Jesus said, if everything was written what Jesus done, there wouldn't be enough books in the whole world to hold it, what the Lord done. And we must remember it was the Lord still doing it. It was the Lord doing it through Peter, via the Holy Spirit, and William Branham, and all these wonderful men of God, which we appreciate, but it was the Holy Spirit doing it. And they were doing it in the name. They didn't do it in the name of Peter or the name of William Branham. But they did it in the name of Jesus Christ. The name. That is the name. That is above every name. Verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he'll teach you all things, bring all things to remembrance, whatsoever I've said. Go to John 16, verse 23 to 28. John 16. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he shall give it to you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day ye shall ask in my name. In my name, you'll ask in the name, praise God. Isn't that wonderful? And I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. I came from the Father, and I'm coming into the world again, and I leave the world and go to the Father. So he's with the Father, and he went back to the Father. And then the Holy Spirit's been sent in his name. It's all in the name. The Lord Jesus Christ had said to them, listen to this, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. When we are praying, listen to me this evening, When we're praying, we need to ask in that name. We need to ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the way we have to ask it. And we need to come to the Father through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We approach the Father through that name. We come to the Father through that name. That's our avenue. That's our door. Jesus Christ is the door into heaven. There's no other way to heaven, only through that name. But now whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Now I believe the Lord can give it us tonight. And you know, Spurgeon also said, that's just some readings over the last couple of days. Unbelief. I put a reading, maybe it was the day or yesterday. I do one every day, put it up. And he says our biggest enemy is unbelief. All of us are guilty. All of us need to repent. Not for drinking or smoking, hopefully, but for unbelief. Many times we disbelieve God. We limit God. We pray and we don't really believe. We limit God. We're full of unbelief. And we need to say, Lord, forgive me my unbelief. Help thou my unbelief. Amen. Give us faith. I know we have faith, but he can give us more measure of faith. Amen. With all the measure of faith. But God can help us to believe. How are we going to be helped to believe? Well, I hopefully am trying to get you to help you tonight, because it says faith cometh by hearing. And by hearing the word of God. We need to be reading and hearing about the miraculous, about the things of God, about the word of God. And then it helps us, doesn't it? There's nothing as good as hearing about what God's doing. And then it helps you. Here the Lord Jesus gives the disciples the legal right to use the name. This is even before the book of Acts. This is before Pentecost. He gave them the right to use the name. The legal right to use the name. Just imagine that you were son of a millionaire. Oh, I've got a new word tonight. Trillionaire. I said to a fellow today, what about a trillionaire? He said, there's none of them about. Well, there has to be somewhere. He named some fella Musk, some worldly boy, even Musk, or I don't know, I can't pronounce his name, it's not important. But a trillionaire, just imagine your father was a trillionaire. Our father, by the way, is a trillionaire, and he's above that, for he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. All the silver, did you know that? Did you know that your father's very rich? That he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, all the silver and gold says? That's what the Bible says. But just imagine you got the legal right to use the name and you could fill in the blank checks. But I want you to think of that spiritually tonight. These disciples got the legal right to use the name. Peter declared that Jesus was both Lord and Christ in Acts 2 verse 36. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Christ. That is how you get to Acts 2:38. How you get to Acts 2:38, Peter preaches him a sermon. And he says, you took him with wicked hands and you crucified them. And they were convicted when he preached it to them. And then he said, repent ye every one in Acts 2:38 and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ to remission your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is eternal life. Peter commands him to be baptized in the name. In Acts 2:38, in the name. And Matthew 28 says, do it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It doesn't say names, it says name, singular. Because Jesus came in his Father's name. And he said, do it in the name, baptize in the name. There's other scripture says, whatever you put your hand forth to do it in his name. Mark 16, you lay hands on the sick in his name. You're saved through his name. You're baptized in his name. Look at Acts 3, verse 6 again, and verse 16. And Peter said unto them, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Verse 16. On his name, through faith in his name, have made this man strong. How? Through faith in the name of Jesus Christ, things can happen. Whom ye see and know, yea, the faith which is by him, have given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Faith in the name. The disciples understood the power of the name of Jesus Christ. He backs up that name. God will back up that name. He did it then. He can do it now. Back up the name. His name took his place in the early church. The name. The name. Was not just a magic formula or a mere theory or a doctrine to argue over. That's not what it was for. But the name meant the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this here. Listen to these words. Himself is his name, and his name is himself. We'll tell you that again. Then I'm going to tell you where I got that from. Because I know you've maybe never heard it, but I'm going to tell you it again. Himself is his name, and his name is himself. And that's an old Hebrew saying concerning God. That's the way they said it. Himself is his name, and his name is himself. He's all that his name claims he is. Everything his name claims he is. There's a lot of, do you ever hear that saying, he's not living up to his name? Do you ever hear that? There's a boy, he's not living up to his name. I knew his father before him. And I'll tell you what, that boy there is not living up to that good name. Well, the Lord Jesus has lived up to the name. And he is all that the name is. And there's everything you need in that name. As Peter took the lame man to the right hand, immediately the power of the risen Christ flowed into his body. And his ankle bones received strength, causing the man to leap and walk in Acts 3:7-11. You can read it. But I want to read you from Romans 8, verse 11. And I'm not going to be long tonight, because I want us time to worship a bit and pray. And I want us really to pray for Brother Davy and any others comes in your heart and everything. And Romans 8:11, we quote it often when we pray. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus, now you know God raised him. So we're talking about the Spirit of God. From the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. I believe it doesn't just mean quickening. We know it quickens us spiritually. But I believe it can heal us. How many believe that? That the Spirit of God can come on you and instantaneously you can be healed. I believe it. I know God can do it. I know he's the same. I believe he's the same. We need the Spirit of God and it's available. How are we going to get it? Dead simple. If we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? How are we going to ask? In the name. We're going to ask in the name. And we're going to believe when we ask in the name. We have a legal right to the name. We have took the name. We've been baptized in the name. We're saved through the name. Many of us have been healed through the name. And many laid hands on others to be healed through the name. Maybe you mightn't think much has happened, but maybe if you were put it all out there, what God's done for you, even as an individual, the Lord's blessed you. Many times, sure, some of us wouldn't even have been here. I wouldn't have been. I know I wouldn't have been here tonight. God spared me. I know it. I know he did. And I'm going to praise him. And I'll tell you what, if I get the chance to share his name, I won't need the second chance. I'm going to take it when I get the chance. And I'm going to share his name. I'm not going to share an organization or denomination or a movement. I'm going to share his name. His name is what he's commissioned me to preach. Go here and preach the gospel in his name. That's what we're commissioned to do. The name. There's power in that name. Peter's sermon to the people. Let me just read you this Peter's sermon to the people. Acts 3, verse 12 to 26. Let me read you this. You mind what the father preached one week and he said he'd stole another man's sermon. And everybody was all watching to hear what he would say. And he preached Peter's sermon. And Peter saw it, he answered and said unto the people, verse 12, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Why look ye earnestly in us, or though by our own power, holiness, we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, have glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One, the just, and desired a murder to be gathered, granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God have raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses, and his name, through faith in his name, have made this man strong, whom ye see and know, yea, the faith which is by him, have given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Now, brethren, I would that through ignorance ye did it, as did your rulers. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of his holy prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me, him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people, yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first, God, having raised up his son, Jesus, sent him to bless you, and turning away every one of you from his iniquities. Isn't that what the Lord did with every one of us? He turned every one of us from our iniquities, all because of what he done. The rest of this chapter here, and you can read on and write through it. We've read it, but you can read through it at home. Peter gives a sermon, and the people are gathered at the temple, and he uses this healing as an opportunity to preach to them, and people can see it. My, I was thinking the day, and I hadn't time to do it. Just imagine how many converts Peter had in two messages. Now, I know we're not Peter, but God's still the same. You think of it, how many converts he had in two sermons. I'll tell you, he was anointed of God, wasn't he? He was sent. And that's the same fellow that denied the Lord. He did all them things, but the Lord had prayed for him. And never go back and look at your past and say, well, God couldn't use me. Look what I did one time. You're a new creature tonight. And the Lord can use you. And the Lord used Peter. His first sermon in Acts 2 is where they were filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke in tongues at Pentecost. The sign of the healing of the lame man is the basis for his sermon in Acts 3. Every miracle in Acts was actually a sermon. Every miracle was a sermon. To those who had ears to hear, the Spirit was saying, speaking. And I think that's where they get the, you know, where they say one miracle speaks louder than 1,000 words. Well, it's from the book of Acts. May the Lord help us to be bold. May God give us boldness that we will take every opportunity. I tell you, because in work, jobs, and everything, people to come right up in your face and they don't ask you where you want to hear it or not. They'll tell you some old joke that you don't want to hear. They'll talk about things you don't want to hear. We should talk about the Lord. You know, I've seen the toughest men, fellas, that's done jail and everything. There's one fella in our work. And when it's just me and him, he comes to me and I talk to him. And he tells me things. And I tell him certain things, don't do it, what he wants to do. And he said that he prayed the sinner's prayer as a boy. His aunt and uncle were very Christian people. They were godly people, brethren people. And as a young man, his father was terrible bad to him. Really bad to him. Did all sorts of evil to him. Turned him wicked. But that young fella prayed the sinner's prayer. Now I'll tell you what, God heard him when he first prayed it. Isn't the Lord real? Let's bow our heads tonight, and our brother's going to come and just whatever the Lord leads, a couple of courses or something, and then we're going to come into prayer. One encourages to pray and seek the Lord. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your word. Oh Lord, forgive us for unbelief. Many times, Lord, we limit you, but may we take courage tonight from your word that you are the same. That when we pray in that name, Lord, that's the name that you have set far above every other name. There is no other name given in heaven, under heaven, among men, whereby we must be saved, other than the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, you said if we lay hands on the sick in that name, they shall recover. Lord, you said we'd speak with new tongues. If we're bitten by a serpent, it'll not harm us because of the power that comes with that name. That's the name that's above every name. Lord, when your disciples spoke in that name, things happened. And Lord, we're asking tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, that you'll brood over this service, this house tonight. Lord Jesus, move amongst us. Revive us. Restore us and renew us. All the years that locust and the cankerworm have eaten, restore unto your people. Move amongst us in the salvation of souls above all. Lord, we need to see people saved. Oh Lord, I pray you'll help us. Lord, we're hungry, but make us more hungry. Give us a desire for more of you. Fill us, empty us, then fill us again. Overflow us. Help us, Lord, for we need you. Every hour we need you. Every moment we need you. You're the breath we breathe. We cannot survive without you. We need you tonight, Lord Jesus, but we thank you that you're available. You hold the very breath we breathe. You're only a prayer away. We know you're in our midst for two or three are gathered. We know when you ask in your name, we can have it. You've told us we can. We're believing you, Lord. Lord, we saw on Sunday that you keep your own word. You watch over it. You perform it. You bring it to pass. You've said it. We believe it. Help us to use that name. Not as the world uses it. Help us to have reverence for that name. Reverence above any other name. For that wonderful, beautiful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, that name is sweeter than the honey. It's such a wonderful name. Wigglesworth said, Lord, that he whispered your name. And the dead person came to life. Lord, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You're no respecter of persons. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, yet he prayed earnestly. There was no rain, then it rained. And Lord, we have rain tonight. We thank you for the showers of blessing. I pray as there's a natural rain, that we will have a spiritual rain. Lord, we need a spiritual flood to come on us and over us and through us. A Holy Ghost flood coming on your people. Grant you'll visit us, Lord, I pray, for I'm asking in the name. Pray for those, Lord, that's maybe backslidden and get cold and indifferent. Oh, Father, have mercy upon them. Speak to them. Move them. Strive with them. Speak a word into their innermost being and bring them back to the house of the Lord to worship and praise. Touch Laurie tonight. Oh, Lord, strengthen him, bless him, touch him in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, for Demi McConville, touch him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. I rebuke cancer this evening in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I come against cancer in Jesus' name. And Lord, we know you can heal anything. You can do anything. And we're asking you in your name that you'll touch your brother, that all will come out well in the name of Jesus Christ, that he live and not die in Jesus' precious name. Father, have your way, I pray. As we worship tonight and pray tonight, may the Holy Ghost be pleased to come in this room and brood over your people. Lord, as the wee hen gathers the wee chicks under her wings, oh Lord, will you gather us tonight? Will you bring us in under the mighty wings of Jehovah? And will you shelter us, Lord, from the storms and keep everyone safe? In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, for the brother or sister who's been praying in secret with a great need, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll answer it for them and they'll know it and see it and handle it in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant it, Lord, and we'll praise you for it and magnify you. We thank you for the souls that's coming to be baptized. Oh, Lord, bless every single one of them. Give them a real experience of the Holy Spirit. Father, when they go out the waters and come out, under and come out, may the Spirit of the Lord come on them. And may they know it. Grant it, Lord. Bless them. Help them to go on and serve you all the days of their life. And may there be people saved that'll see it and hear it. In Jesus' precious name. Father, Lord, we've heard different things about where we're going, but we're asking you to lead the way, to guide the way. We're asking that your name will be glorified. And whatever you've laid out before us, Lord, let it happen. Let it come to pass as we acknowledge you in all our ways, knowing you will direct our paths. For you've told us the footsteps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Guide us, O great Jehovah, I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Bless Israel again this evening. Let your mighty hand be upon them and over them. Let the angel of the Lord encamp them round about. Smite the enemy. Give them victory, Lord. Bring them into the full inheritance that you promised to Abraham and to his seed in Jesus' precious name. Father, grant it, I pray. Give everyone wisdom that's in a place of authority, Lord, in this country. Grant them wisdom. Thank you for the victories you've given. Bless all the nurses, all the doctors. Lord, they're doing a great thing, and I pray you'll bless them, strengthen them. Everyone in this room, bless tonight, strengthen, and give every one of us complete household salvation of all our loved ones in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.
We'll sing a hymn first of all, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.